12 more minutes.
Oh.
And so you had shared earlier about how your mother instilled in you the thought that what you do in private is reveals who you really are, and how that has stuck with you throughout your life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's wonderful to pass on even to further generations. But I was wondering if there's anything along those lines that you have found to be true in your life that you would like to, advice you would like to give.
Well, I think that it's an extremely important thing to always be yourself, not wear different masks, be one person in public and another person in private.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many people are like that. They have a social persona and a private persona. And I had a friend who used to talk about her mother-in-law, and she said she's a street angel and a home devil.
Oh. Yes.
And there are just some people who don't seem to be able to have an evenness of personality,
mm-hmm.
which is a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, especially with children, it makes for a great deal of discomfort. And I think it's immensely important when you're bringing up a family to establish rules and stick to them so that they have something to depend on.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to have rules. You have to have... And you have to have tough love.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just do what they want to do. And I've known friends in years past that really had serious problems with their children because they thought the children ought to be able to make up their own minds about what they were, how they were going to live their lives. That's all very well when they get old enough to be able to do that, but you have to set a standard in the beginning for them to be able to judge. Children aren't born with judgment.
Mm-mm. Quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite. And children are so different. Of our three children, each one had some things alike, but so many things that were just individual. And Jamie and Evans were so much more outgoing when we would move. And Bob was always the homeboy. And he loved to be at home and have projects at home, and then he would move on out into the community as time went on and make very good friends. We had just recently, one of his very dear friends was killed in an avalanche, and he and Bob had been very close when they were working on their doctorate at Caltech, and so when they had the service here in Seattle, I made it possible for Bob to have those that could come that had all been friends of Ron's, two women and two men, and they stayed here. And the service was over at what's the park that used to be Fort Lawton? Discovery, in Discovery Park. They had a wonderful service there. It went on from 1 o'clock in the afternoon until 5 when people talked about Ron. And he had established a outdoor ink company here in Seattle, and he was very big into outdoor activities. And he was on a skiing trip in Canada when the avalanche came down and covered all of them, but two of them didn't get out. And it was so interesting. The two women shared Jamie's room because Jamie was on a business trip, so I had to do all this myself, and it was hard because I just don't, for years, you know, I could just do most anything, but I fixed big breakfasts for them, and they of course went out for lunch and dinner, and it was lovely seeing the two men I had known before, the women I had never met. One is just the most charming woman. They're both astrophysicists, and she is now the chancellor at the University of California at Riverside. A most charming woman. The other woman is working on space. She's very involved in astronomy, and they were very attractive women. And one of the men is a nuclear physician, and the other one does research like Bob does in physics, in a sort of a dot-com company in California. They were very interesting, and it was such fun to have them. I wonder who that is.